and got a funny look back as the Brit put his seat back in the upright position. Him too? Wasn't that something? Neither of the two had ever been accused of nervousness. Alistair Stanley had been a major in the Special Air Service before being permanently seconded to the Secret Intelligence Service. His position had been much like John's, the one you called in to take care of business when the gentler people in the field division got a little too skittish. Al and John had hit it off right away on a job in Romania 8 years before, and the American was pleased to be working with him again on a more regular basis, even if they were both too old now for the fun stuff. Administration wasn't exactly John's idea of what his job should be, but he had to admit he wasn't 20 anymore, or 30, or even 40. A little old to run down alleys and jump over walls. Ding had said that to him only a week before in John's office at Langley, rather more respectfully than usual, since he was trying to make a logical point to the grandfather, presumptive, of his first child. What the hell, Clark told himself, it was remarkable enough that he was still alive to gripe about being old. No, not old. Older.